Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. My name is Samantha Morgan, and I'm so excited to just chat with you guys on today and just, you know, come to you with something that's probably heard of before, but I just want to encourage you, as always. That's my goal, to encourage you and to hold you accountable, as I hope that you guys hold me accountable as well by simply going to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks Facebook page, like, comment, and share. But anyway, let's get into it. So I was sitting here watching TV, and I was just thinking, you know, after my prayer time, reading my Bible and all that good stuff, and I was just thinking about how much I do, you know, as far as my gift and how strong my gift for discernment is, or just thinking about the things that I could be doing to do better and all that good stuff. And I was just thinking about how much I'm so good at giving other people advice. I am so good at holding other people accountable. I am so good at word of knowledge and wisdom and all that stuff when you're talking to other people, you know what I mean? But then when it comes to myself, when it comes to being consistent in the things that I do for myself, it's so hard. I don't know if you guys have that problem, but I do. It is so hard when it comes to me. But when it comes to somebody else, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to strive for you. I'm going to come up with these plans to help you get to where you got to get to, get to your destination. And I thought, wow, that's my gift, you know, to do these things, to plan, to keep things in order, to, you know, amongst other things. But that gift that I can do for other people. I can plan out every week for you. I can plan it out to help you get over that stumbling block. And I was like, all right, how come I can't do it for myself? Why does it seem so hard when it comes to me getting up off that couch and actually cleaning up the house? Getting off that couch and actually opening your book? That's just because you're consistent with helping other people, but you're not consistent with you cultivating the gift inside of you for you. Okay? The gift inside of you for you takes consistency. It takes studying hard. Imagine if I studied the way I studied for other people for myself. I was like, what? What do you mean? And then, you know, it goes back to how can you help other people when you can't help yourself? But the thing about that is what I've learned is that we are here to help other people. So it is so much easier to get bottled down with other people's stuff and to listen to other people and to strive for other people. But when it comes to you, it's like, no, they got to come first, because that's self-sabotaging. You're sabotaging yourself because you know that if you really buckle down and do what you're supposed to do, how much stronger that discernment will become, how much stronger that gift will become, how much more you will be doing for more people, not just the people that you got in your circle, not just for the people that you interact with every now and again, but for more people. Every time someone comes up to you, be able to help on another level. We can't get to other levels if we're not being consecrated, if we're not living the life that we're telling people to live, if we're not literally studying to show thyself approved, if we're not doing those things. And when I say studying, that doesn't mean just studying the Bible. That means studying your gift. If your gift is organization, study that thing. How do I become better at that? If your gift is word of wisdom, go look into things that, you know, read about other things, read about other lives, not lives, but other ways of living that will still be in the word of God. Because at the end of the day, we have to go back to Jesus. We got to go back to the word. We got to go back to what was placed inside of us, because he's our maker. So how do we get that thing out of us is by studying. Being consistent in studying. You know, when I study about how to help someone, I go in. I get books out like, okay, how do we do this? And I fast and I pray and I look to God for the answers, because that's where I'm going to get my answer from for other people. But what about yourself? What about you? When's the last time that you were consistent for more than a week for yourself? When is the last time that you've actually sat down and said, okay, Lord, what do you need me to do? And you actually did it for you, not for other people, because our life, we model for everyone. And I know we don't feel like that, but we do. We are held accountable everyone is watching, and we don't realize that everyone's watching, and our life has to model Jesus Christ, because we are the only Jesus that they will see. And in order to do that, we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. We may fall short, but if we just be consistent in the areas that we speak about the most, in the areas that drives us crazy the most, and we get free from that thing, and we totally and honestly be upfront, I think there's a shift that can change, not just for your family, but for other people's family, because that is the main thing that I feel like is happening in the body, that we are so busy preaching at other people and talking to other people and helping other people that we forget to help ourselves. We forget to take those mental breaks. So I want to encourage you today. Get consistent in your gift for you. It's not being selfish. It's cultivating the thing that God has given you so that you can help the world, or help the people in your circle, to help the other people in their circle, to help the other people in their circle, because it's an ongiving gift. The Bible says that we go from glory to glory to glory. And I believe that in order to go from glory to glory, we got to sit in that thing. We got to know what it feels to be under glory. I want to encourage you. Take the time out to cultivate the gift inside of you for you. You guys have a blessed and amazing day. I pray that the rest of your week is amazing. Not only amazing, that you have some mirror checks, that you have some testimonies, because we overcome by those, and that you have some accountability to yourself.